Hey, everybody. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM Lexington Community Radio, coming to you live from the north side of Lexington, Kentucky, up here on a very wet 6th Street. My name is Chuck, and we'll be with you for the next 3 hours, bringing you some interviews with people doing extraordinary things with a unique connection to the bluegrass. And two folks I have in the studio with me right now have a very, very cool connection to this neighborhood that we broadcast in. Would you all like to introduce yourselves?
I would. I'm Marla Gearhart with the North Lexington Family YMCA. I am the executive director. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'm Jason Russo. I'm the membership engagement director at the North Lexington Family YMCA.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. And it certainly seems like things at the North Side YMCA are bumping. There's a lot going on.
There is. Membership continues to grow. We recently underwent a major renovation and expansion project. So it's increased not only the quality of the facility, but also our capacity to serve our members, our patrons, and our community.
Well, that's great. And so I wanted to ask you all initially, just where are you guys from? How did you all end up at the Northside YMCA?
I am originally from Eastern Kentucky, a small town, Olive Hill, Kentucky, and spent 15 years of my YMCA career in Ashland, Kentucky, and wanted to move over. I love the North YMCA. It was my choice of the Ys in Lexington, really because the diversity piece. The North Lexington YMCA, when we say we're for all, we're not just saying it, but we mean it. It's a safe environment for everyone in the Northside community, whether they be elderly, young, old, families. It's a safe environment for all to come to and enjoy each other's company, and we are definitely here for the community.
I started out in publishing. That's the background I come from. Several years ago, I decided it was time for a career change, so I went back to school, and an opportunity came up to work at the North Lexington YMCA. Haven't looked back since then.
That's great. It's a good choice. It's a good spot. And I know the YMCA kind of embodies spirit, mind, and body. Those are kind of the three principles of the YMCA. Mm-hmm. So how do you embody those principles at the Northside YMCA?
Well, it's primarily through our engagement with our members, but it's also, one of the missions of the YMCA is to be a partner in the community, in the communities that we serve. One of the ways we do that is through financial assistance. Mm-hmm. The YMCA offers assistance to those individuals that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford our services, our programs, like our summer camp, like school-age childcare. It's based on gross household income. And for those that qualify for the maximum amount of assistance, that's 50%, that assistance can be applied towards membership. It can be applied towards fee-based programs. In some cases, it can be applied to both membership and programs. And it's funded 100% through the generosity of people like you and me, Chuck. We donate to the Y, and the Y in turn gives those donations back to the community so that we can involve everybody in the community. Like Marla said, we're for all.
And so if folks think maybe they can't afford it, though, you guys can work with them, right?
Absolutely. We understand that, we're not a big box fitness provider. You can go elsewhere and, maybe pay less for a membership, but for the quality and diversity of offerings that the YMCA has, we're second to none.
Certainly.
We have supervised childcare while our members work out. We've got before and after school programming, so working parents can drop their children off and know that they're in a supervised, state-licensed childcare program where we help them with homework, and we feed them a nutritious snack. They're supervised. They're in a positive and enriching environment where people are looking out for them and hope for the best for their children.
I understand. And so it certainly seems like the whole, such a huge variety of folks, different socioeconomic backgrounds are there and working out using those facilities. And the Northside Y, just for people that don't know where it is, can you let us know where it is? And,
sure.
And you all have a relatively new facility, so that's really nice. So maybe can you talk a little bit about kind of the new upgrades or the new additions?
Absolutely. So we're at 381 West Loudon Avenue. We're on the same side of the road as the Fayette County Health Department across from the BCTC campus. Mm-hmm. We sit on presently 22 acres of land. Lexington Legacy Trail begins on our property and runs approximately 12 miles one way to the Kentucky Horse Park. Our facility was originally built in 2000 or opened in 2000, open for business. A couple of years ago now, we underwent a major facility expansion and renovation. We added, we presently have just over 7,000 square feet in our main fitness facility, mm-hmm. brand new child watch area, brand new multipurpose room. We recently completed a facility annual maintenance to our group exercise room, basketball court. We have a full-sized indoor basketball court, as well as our heated swimming pool. Mm-hmm. We have a heated swimming pool. It's 25 yards long, in addition to which we have a steam room, sauna, and whirlpool, all of which are open to our members at all times during our hours of operation.
And when are the hours of operation? Just so people, Monday, in case I want to go to the sauna at 1 a.m., can I come hang out?
Not quite. So Monday through Friday, 5:30 in the morning until 10 p.m. at night. Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Cool. And that's awesome. And, you know, I think the YMCA is really such a huge international organization as well. So what specifically about the North Side is kind of different from other YMCAs?
I do believe our diversity. Mm-hmm. We have members and individuals from all walks of life, whether it be the different religions, different race, different colors. Mm-hmm. You will see it at the North Lexington Y. Our Tiger Shark swim team is very evident of that.
Oh, nice.
We have kids from seriously all religions, all colors on the same team. Mm-hmm. They're the Tiger Sharks representing the North Lexington Family YMCA, and especially in the area in North Lexington where the Hispanic community is so African-American and Hispanic community is so huge, we really want them to feel safe. And we are a family. From the staff that we hire to our engagement with them, we're a family. And that is something that on the north side of town and with our facility, the upgrades that the association office has provided funds to actually, they see it. We need to invest in the north side. Mm-hmm. We are growing. Our population's growing, our diversity's growing, mm-hmm. and we need to invest and meet the needs of our community, mm-hmm. and get outside our four walls and see what the needs are and invest in what the needs are.
Mm. True.
Yeah, Chuck, case in point, I actually have a mother and daughter that work for me at the front desk.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Generational.
Yeah.
That's great. And do you see a lot of folks who are kind of discovering the Northside Y since you've been involved?
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate that it's the best kept secret in Lexington.
Yeah.
Hopefully this
show changes that.
I hope so too. And thank you for having us.
Keep the lines orderly, folks.
That's right. I still have folks that visit and say, gosh, I didn't even know you guys were here. It's on the one hand, you know, it's nice for our members because, you know, there's just not a huge throng of people mm-hmm. trying to get on the equipment. On the other hand, would I like it a little busier? Yes, I would.
Yeah.
But even so, it's an open, well-lit, inviting, space. Everything in interior-wise is completely renovated, including the men's and ladies' adult locker rooms. We have family locker rooms for our members with children, mm-hmm. you know, special needs changing rooms.
Yeah.
You know, the ladies' adult lockers have private changing rooms. So everything is brand new. We have some of the best and most up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment in our fitness areas. It's really a top-notch facility that I would stack up against any other fitness facility in Lexington or really in the state of Kentucky.
Wow, that's awesome. And, you know, as I've gotten to know you all more, I've learned a lot about different programs that you all offer, and particularly something I want to talk about are the before and after school programs. You know, for any parents out there listening whose kids are in school right now, who might need some extra support before and after, What classes or what programs do you all offer for students?
We do offer before and after school programs, and we have several of the school systems will bus to our after school program, mm-hmm. but we also run a YMCA bus to Sandersville and to Booker T. Washington.
Cool.
And our Sandersville group is really growing. Mm-hmm. We have our instructors, our teachers are certified. It is a licensed program. We do accept CCAP, and also we have financial assistance that's available. Mm-hmm. So it is something that we're very proud of. We're looking to grow that program. We ran a Power Scholars program at Booker T in the summer, mm-hmm. and we just saw the huge success with the kids cool. from their reading and learning from when they started. It was a tested program when they started, and then when they completed the program, mm-hmm. and we really saw huge results with that program.
Awesome.
So that is another example of what where we really at the North Y with Jessica Berry, who is our Vice President of Youth and Family, mm-hmm. from Sharonda, who took over the program. We are going outside the walls of our YMCA to see what the community needs, to see what we can do and how we can partner. Because the only way we're going to get better is together.
Absolutely. You know, and I think the Northside Y is such a rare place, you know, like you talked about, you know, where it's really a convergence of our city's diversity, mm-hmm. you know, and of America in a small place.
Yeah.
And I like to say, and I truly mean it, there is something for everybody. Mm-hmm. There is something for everybody. We have our Livestrong program, which is our cancer survivor program that we have at the North Lexington Y. Mm-hmm. We have Livestrong coaches. You can call us at the Y and we can give you the information on when the classes are held. But we have that. We have diabetes prevention program that goes on. Mm-hmm. We have our aqua aerobics classes morning and evening that are very, very highly attended mm-hmm. And super fun. And then we also have swim lessons. We offer our swim lessons. And in September, this month, we're rolling out our new YUSA swim lesson curriculum, and it's really a curriculum that is designed to allow the children to progress more quickly through the program, mm-hmm. and to get where they can learn to swim more quickly. And we're very, very excited, and that's going on at all of our locations.
That's great. And so if there are any adults out there, are the swim lessons just for kids?
They are not. We do offer adult lessons, and we usually have every registration period at least anywhere from 3 to 5 mm-hmm. adults that do enroll. There are some of them that are scared of the water. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of adults that cannot swim.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are a lot of adults, so you're not alone. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in swimming and learning how to swim as an adult, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. You're never too old.
Yeah.
Please give us a call and look us up.
That's great. And now, are the adult and the kid swim lessons together? Like,
no.
I'm not going to be mocked by
no.
a first grader.
No, they're separate. No, they are separate. They are totally separate, I promise.
We can't guarantee you won't be taunted.
Yeah. That's true. Is that on the pool rules? You kids may taunt you.
That's right.
But you got it.
One thing that we do offer, too, which is unique to our branch that nobody else in Lexington does, we rent bikes. Mm-hmm. We rent bikes for use on the Legacy Trail.
That's great.
We have both mountain bikes and what we call townies or easy riding bikes. We rent them to members and non-members alike. Mm-hmm. It is a fee-based program. But members, once they pay their seasonal rental fee, they can check out a bike every day if mm-hmm. they like. Can have it up out on the Legacy Trail for up to 3 hours.
Wow.
We also have a trailer that we can hook up to the bikes so that parents with young children can take their kids with them.
Wow.
We've got bikes with training wheels. We've got older kid bikes that that can accommodate children that are slightly older. So we do that. It's unique to our branch. None of the other branches have that. We've got the Legacy Trail. It's a great trail. It's mm-hmm. maintained by the city. I highly recommend, if you haven't ridden it, come check us out, rent a bike. You don't have to haul it on your car, or find somebody with a bike rack on the back of theirs.
That's amazing. And, you know, I think for folks that don't know about the Legacy Trail, just as an incredible city resource, mm-hmm. it basically runs from the Isaac Murphy Garden, mm-hmm. which sits kind of near Winchester, mm-hmm. Winchester Road, all the way out to the Kentucky Horse Park.
Right.
And I know there's plans to even go beyond that, yep. Which is pretty incredible. So that's great to hear. And so if folks, if they decide to go on a run or a walk on the Legacy Trail and then decide, you know what? I'd like to bike for a little while. Even if they're not a Y member, they can just come on in and check out a bike from y'all. That's great. How much are bikes?
So for non-members, it's a $30 per use fee. Mm-hmm. For members, there's a seasonal fee. It covers them for the entirety of the 7-month period, mm-hmm. And it averages out to about 23 cents a day.
Cool. Yeah, that's great. And so, you know, there are some other things. Like you mentioned Booker T. Washington that you all work with. Are there any other schools that you all serve specifically?
We do, yeah. So we serve Arlington Elementary. We serve, of course, Booker T, James Lane Allen. That's where we have an on-site after-school program. Leestown Middle. Who else do we serve?
We have our two off-site programs that the North Lexington YMCA runs, and that is Leestown Middle, mm-hmm. and James Lane Allen, and. I want to state again, we are a licensed after-school program. We do have a curriculum that we go by. There are STEM activities. Our staff have been through several requirements and certifications. And with the after-school program, you know, your child will receive homework help. And that is one thing that at the North Lexington Y at our home location that parents are, it's just such a relief for them. A lot of them have to work mm-hmm. until 5:30, 6 o'clock.
For sure.
And they're tired. And they pick up their child, their young child, and when they pick them up, they can already have, you know, the majority of their homework done. Mm. So they don't have to go home and fight with their child. You know, they're tired, and they can spend more quality family time together instead of worrying about their homework. Mm. And that's something that we've seen from the parents that they've just been so appreciative of and very thankful for, is that we've been able to help out with the homework help. But I just also want to add, when we talk about the North Lexington Family YMCA, and we talk about everything that's going on in the programming, we are having up and coming on Friday, October the 20th, mm-hmm. from 6 to 8, a fall festival free to the community.
Cool.
So that is something, just please mark your calendars. That's Friday, October the 20th from 6 to 8. We're having a free fall festival. You all will also be hearing some more about it on El Pulso and then, of course, this radio
Absolutely.
Station. It's going to be a free, fun event for mm-hmm. the families. So put it on your schedule and come on out, and that's something we're really looking forward to.
That's great. And what all are you going to have going on?
We're going to have a couple of games. We're hoping to have an inflatable. We're just going to have
Marla.
A DJ. Okay.
you had him at an inflatable.
We're going to have a DJ, and it's really just going to be a good time for our community. Mm-hmm. You know, we encourage the kids and adults to dress up. Mm-hmm. Of course, we want to dress up in costume, come in costume, and just really have a fun and safe family night.
That sounds awesome. And so there are other classes, too, that happen at the YMCA beyond just, you know, what we've talked about in before and after school programs that adults or community members can participate in. Mm-hmm. So can you guys talk a little bit about some of the classes? I know there's a lot of exercise classes, but also, you know, some more, you know, community building classes as well.
Sure. So. Yeah, absolutely. So we offer a number of training and certification classes. Primary among those are CPR and first aid. Mm-hmm. So obviously, or maybe not obviously, our lifeguards are CPR and first aid mm-hmm. Trained and certified. So we always have at least one lifeguard on duty. And then when numbers dictate, we have more than one. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about that is that people can feel safe that the facilities is being overseen by people that are trained to respond to situations that warrant a necessary response. Mm. In addition to which, we do a number of community health classes like YDPP. It's the Y Diabetes Prevention Program. Mm. So that addresses people that are at risk for developing diabetes, mm-hmm. helps them determine a plan for not only exercise but also healthy eating, mm-hmm. to help monitor their body mass index so that they don't get diabetes. Mm-hmm. Marla also mentioned the Live Strong program. That's a program for cancer survivors and people currently undergoing cancer treatment to help strengthen the body, mm-hmm. so that they can deal with the conditions that, mm-hmm. that cancer brings, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. the group exercise classes that we have, they run the gamut. We have everything from Zumba to boxing fit to boot camp, where you get out the battle ropes and you've got the sledgehammers and you're tossing the tires. And we have water Zumba. We've got it's Zumba in the water. It's a lot of fun. I have spoken with dedicated athletes, triathletes, who will attest that water Zumba is some of the hardest but enjoyable fitness that you can undergo. It's a great time. The music's lively. We've got great instructors. I mean, instructors that just really know how to engage. All of our group fitness instructors will always recommend and demonstrate modifications for any exercise activity that allows anybody, literally any fitness level, to participate. So if you're afraid, hey, I can't keep up with those people in the Zumba class, yes, you can. You just go to the instructor and say, hey, this is my first time in Zumba class. Can you show me some steps that I can do that will allow me to participate and not you know, result in me tripping over my own feet?
Yeah.
And they're happy to do that. And that's part of that all-inclusive mentality that we try to bring to our YMCA. I want to point out, while we still have time, during the month of September, if you come and you try us out on a Tuesday night or a Tuesday, any day or time during a Tuesday, if you want to join, we'll waive your joining fee. It's a savings of $50. You can come, you can try the Y out. You don't have to do anything. Just come in, bring a driver's license or form of identification, try the Y. You don't have to join, but if you do, we'll waive your joining fee.
Yeah.
So come check us out on a Tuesday during the month of September. So that'll be the 5th, the 12th, 19th, and 26th of this month.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a great point, and that's really good information. And I wanted to ask you all, kind of, do you see a lot of folks who, you know, I think Lexington and Kentucky in general, you know, gets called kind of sedentary. You know, that we're just kind of, we don't exercise a lot, we don't get out a lot, we drive to, you know, Rupp Arena, pay $10 to park, and then drive home to wherever we live.
Right.
So do you all see a lot of people who are kind of coming back into, you know, self-care and fitness, who aren't otherwise, you know, working out?
There's a term in the fitness industry for people who know that they need to do something but aren't sure how to do it. And they're known as health seekers. They know that they need to be active, but they're not entirely sure how to go about it. And I'm not the person that coined this word, but there's that gym intimidation, whereby you walk into a fitness facility and you see all this shiny equipment, and you see these people with these great bodies, and they're working out and sweating, and they really look like they know what they're doing, and you're just kind of overwhelmed. You're like, this is not for me. I don't know what I'm doing. We actually have individuals, they're called our wellness coaches, that will meet with you, speak with you. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's part of your membership. And they'll help you come up with a plan to address your needs.
Wow!
So
a personalized plan.
Yeah, a personalized plan just for you. That they you know. So maybe you need to lose, I don't know, 15 pounds, or maybe you need better flexibility, or maybe you need to build muscle tone. They'll come up. They'll identify the equipment and the activities that you need to do to achieve those goals, and then they'll show you how to do it. They'll show you how to use that equipment, how to set it up for your body type.
That's amazing. Like a personal trainer,
essentially.
Pretty much, yeah, on site.
And we do, after they give you the initial plan, if you need more motivation or more push, we do have personal trainers on staff that you can set up appointments with to just make sure and kind of make sure a personal coach that you achieve the goals at which you want to.
Yeah, and that makes sense, you know, teaching a person to fish versus saying, hey, let's go fish together.
Right. That's right. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got this pull already ready for you.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, so are there any other events kind of coming up at the Northside Y? I know you mentioned the fall festival in October. Are there any things coming up sooner that people can come check out the Y about? Or?
Yeah, so we're in towards the end of the month. We're going to have a health fair. We're going to be bringing in members in the community that span the gamut From, you know, dietitians to health professionals that are going to come in, and it's geared towards our active older adults, but it's open to anybody. We encourage, I think it's going to be the 26th, if I'm not mistaken. You can definitely go to our website, ymca.cky. YMCACKY.org, excuse me. That's our website. And check out and get the dates on any upcoming events. We also have a free app, whether you've got an iPhone or an Android, you can go to your app store, download the YMCA of Central Kentucky's app. It'll give you updated group exercise schedules, facility closures, programs and events across the entire association, not just the North Lexington Y, but all the other Ys in Lexington.
That's great. And do you all work with the other Ys in Lexington?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a pretty close relationship between you?
Absolutely.
Not like, oh, that's the High Street Y.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Coming over to our turf.
No.
No, we are the YMCA of Central Kentucky.
Absolutely.
So we are an association. We're growing, mm-hmm. And there's more to come on that as the year progresses. But no, we definitely reach out to our other locations and work with them. Basically, when you're a YMCA member, you're a member of more than just your local Y. Mm-hmm. You're a member of the YMCA internationally, mm-hmm. Soon there will be a big shift towards YMCA national membership.
Mm, wow,
it's in its infancy at the moment. But as those details are rolled out, we'll definitely share those with you. It's going to open up a whole lot of opportunities and amenities for our North Lexington YMCA members.
That's awesome, and there is a citywide membership too that people can buy. So if you know they live on High Street but want to come to the sauna, the water aerobics class on the north
Correct.
Side, you know they can do both, right? Or they can go to any of the Ys.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And it's a great, and currently that with that citywide membership, you also enjoy what's called statewide reciprocity. Mm-hmm. So a citywide member has access to over 40 YMCAs across the state of Kentucky, Southern Indiana, and Cincinnati, Ohio at no extra cost. Wow. You can essentially treat those locations as you would your home branch.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So I wanted to ask you all kind of, you know, what do you love most about serving the community here at the Y? Because the Y is really all about, like you said, getting outside of those walls and figuring out what the community wants. So really, what is your guys' favorite part of the job of working at the Y?
For us, I've learned, been affiliated with the North Lexington Y for a year and a half now. The history of the North Y and the people that fought for the North Lexington YMCA to be built, mm-hmm. Being able to listen to those who help get the North Y started, mm-hmm. and helped have it built there on the north side of town, mm-hmm. They had a lot of options, but they saw the need on the north side. And the thing that my staff directors, we always talk about is making that difference. Mm. How do we make that difference? And seeing the kids in our summer day camp program that wouldn't have that opportunity, and we taught kids in our summer day camp program this year to swim. Mm. And how many, if the North YMCA wasn't there, how many kids wouldn't be able to learn how to swim? Mm. And for the staff and for Jason and I, being able to make that difference. But to be able just to help, Chuck, mm-hmm. we're here to help. Mm-hmm. We want you to feel safe. This is the North Lexington Y, it's a safe environment. We want you to feel safe. You're part of our family. And, you know, nowadays it's hard to find that. Let's be honest. Let's be real. It's hard to find that. And at the North Lexington Y, we are for all. Mm-hmm. And when we say it, we mean it. Mm-hmm. And to be able to discover it, do we need to go? I'm talking to the Heather from the No Lie to be able to provide fitness classes at Castlewood Park next summer, mm-hmm. to get those engaged that normally wouldn't be
cool.
in fitness classes. You know, it's opportunities like that, and what does the community need? And with our school-age child care programs, with our summer day camp programs, with our senior programs, mm-hmm. that help seniors, you know, how to prevent a fall. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that the community, they need. they appreciate, mm-hmm. they want, and just for us to be able to be a part of that, mm-hmm. It means the world to us. Mm. And we are definitely we are definitely here to help. We are here to help.
And it takes a village.
It does take a village.
We're here for
We're
here for the home team,
mm-hmm,
for sure.
Absolutely.
So what I wanted to ask you all is, if people want to get involved in volunteering and helping out with the Y, are there opportunities for people to do so? And if so, what can people do to help out?
Absolutely. So that's a large part of what we do is community outreach. So for Fayette County high schoolers that have to complete, I think it's 20 hours of community service in order to graduate, we encourage them, especially those on the north end, to come to our branch and see what opportunities exist. We could always find projects for them on site, ways that they can help us, you know, with facilities, upkeep. We've always got equipment that we need to move from one area to another. There's just a myriad of ways that they can be involved, they'll want to speak with Jess Davis. He's our community volunteer coordinator, but they can really come and ask for any director, and we can point them in the right direction.
Cool.
And Chuck, I wanted to add to what Marla was saying. You know, we have the luxury of being a smaller branch, which gives us an opportunity to get to know our members, a lot of them on a first name basis. And what's great is you get to connect with them in a way that transcends, you know, just the normal day-to-day operations, the business processes. I mean, obviously, you know, we have to keep the lights on, we have to keep, you know, the pool heated, and that's what membership revenue pays for. But beyond that, we get to know our members as the people, the individuals that they are. You know, one gentleman, Shamal, he worked in prisons for a number of years, federal prisons, and he was a counselor. I never would have known this had I not had the opportunity to just sit and speak with him. Mm. He's one of the most kind, caring, generous people. He'll routinely bring us a Spalding's Donuts. Now, everybody knows that Spalding Donuts rock, okay?
Yeah.
should we have them at a fitness facility? Probably not. Are we glad that he brings them? Very much so.
Yeah.
nobody's making Shamal, you know, hey Shamal, go get us donuts. He just does it because he's just a nice guy. That sums up really and encapsulates the spirit of the North Lexington and its members. They're that kind of people. Mm-hmm. Like, they will bend over backwards to help you, whether or not they even know your first name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody's not feeling well, everybody's concerned about that person who's not feeling well. They're like, can we help you? How can we help you? What can mm-hmm. we do for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a number of occasions, you know, where members maybe, you know, over-exercise, over-exerted, you know, we'll go get their cars. We'll pull their car up to the front, to the front of the building, so they don't have to walk and get to their car. Heck, we'll take you to the hospital if you need to go to the hospital.
Mm.
It's that kind of giving spirit, and we get it and we give it back, that makes our branch so unique.
Mm.
And we have that luxury. We can get to know these people, and we enjoy getting to know these people. We want to get mm-hmm. to know them. And not to say that the other branches don't have that, but we have it in triplicate at mm-hmm. the North Lexington Y. So for me, I I've said this to Marla before, the best part of my job is the people that I get to, that I work for, and that's our members, that's our patrons.
That's great. And I think, you know, a goal of any community is to be there to help each other and support mm-hmm. each other.
Absolutely.
So it's great that you all have built that.
Yeah.
And so you know, for folks again who want to learn more about how to join the Y or classes coming up, where's the best place for them to get that information?
So there's two places. I always recommend that you come in because mm-hmm. you want to try before you buy, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's just like if you go to the car dealer, you're going to test drive that car.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, work out, take a dip in the pool, play basketball on the basketball court, whatever. Try it before you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Come to 381 West Loudoun Avenue. Okay, that's the North Lexington Family YMCA. If you don't have time, you can go online, ymcacky.org, and you can join online. But really, come on in. Come meet some of the people. Meet Marla. Meet me. Meet our staff. Mm-hmm. Tour the building. See if it's right for you. Mm-hmm. If it's right for you, if you want to be part of a cause-driven community partner, come join the Y.
Mm. That's great. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. And, you know, it's been great to get to know you all a little bit better and learn more about the Northside Y. Is there anything we missed? Anything that you all want to cover that we didn't talk about? I know there's a lot going on over there.
Yeah. It's just that if you want to be part of something, if you want to participate in true diversity and the benefits that come from that engagement and involvement with your community, then you need go no further than the North Lexington Y. That's truly what we're about.
That's great. Well, Marla, Jason, thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you, Chuck.
It's been great.
Thank you, Chuck, so much.
And is there a phone number at the Y? If people have any questions, they can they can turn off the radio, or at least turn it down.
Don't turn it off.
Don't turn it off. All the way.
258. So 859-258-9622 or 258-YMCA.
That's great. Well, thank you all so much. And just in case you're joining us, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios, and we've been talking with Marla Gearhart, Executive Director, and Jason Rousseau, Membership Engagement Director from the Northside YMCA, up here on the north side of Lexington. Beautiful, historical North Lexington.
Northside Pride.
Northside Pride, what up?
Thank you.
So nonetheless, thank you all very much, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU.